Today is Tuesday, the 26th of May, 2026. We are thankful you chose to begin your day with us. Our prayer team this morning is Pastor Williams and Lady Shamila. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Pastor.
Well, a very good morning to you. We give God praise for another day, and we tell God, thank you. Amen. With the message today is drawn from Acts chapter 8, verse number 31. The Bible simply says, he, meaning the Ethiopian eunuch, asked Philip to come up and sit with him. And our devotion this morning, a minute with the master this morning, is titled, The Power of One. The Power of One. As Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch talked about a prophecy from Isaiah, God's Spirit moved. Philip shared the gospel, which resonated with his listener. The eunuch asked to be baptized, and he made his simple confession of faith. That moment changed his life forever. Two ordinary individuals. That is the simple relationship of the story. God used one of his followers, Philip, to minister to one person. He took Philip from the crowds of Samaria to a lone traveler on a country road in order to help a man searching for meaning. This beautifully illustrates the heart of God. God cares for the individual. He searches out the one lost sheep, leaving the others in the wilderness, as we see in Luke chapter 15. God deeply loves every one of his children and knows each of them intimately, according to Psalms 139 and 1. When you know Christ, you can reflect this same love. Who do you know who needs to know Christ today? Ask God to lead you to someone who needs him and open the scriptures to them. You can rejoice when that individual responds to their call. I'll leave you with this quote today from John Piper. He says, the essence of faith is being satisfied with all that God is for us in Jesus. The power of one. God might use each and every one of us today to reach one person. And if it's just that one, then we have to say what God says, boldly share our faith with them, and help them to come to know Jesus in the pardon of their sins. God bless you today.
Amen and good morning. Our prayer petitions for today follow. Deanna, we lift her for increased faith, protection over her and her kids, deliverance for her loved ones, and for the Lord to align her with his purpose and help her to grow spiritually each day. Rodney, who is a young adult, we pray for him to develop a deep relationship with God and walk in his ways. Imani, we ask God to cover her with his favor, guide her on her next steps, surround her with people who are moving forward, and keep her focused on the things of God. Tabitha's brother-in-law, he has been placed in hospice. We lift him, his mother, and their entire family to be strengthened by the mighty hand of God and covered with God's grace. Persons with a cancer diagnosis, we pray for strong faith. We also pray for the destruction of all abnormal cells and complete healing. And we pray for a cure to be revealed by Almighty God. Those having trouble standing still, we ask God to show you how to wait on him and assure you he is fighting for you and working out your situation. Those experiencing a lapse in memory, we pray God gives them a sharp sense of understanding, a retentive memory, and the ability to grasp things correctly and fundamentally. Caregivers among us, we pray for them to gain renewed physical strength, an uplifted spirit, and a vibrant hope. All those on the call this morning, We ask God to cover you in your dry areas, grow you in those areas where you are weak, and grant you good health and peaceful days. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance to those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Blessings on each of you today.
Amen. Let's pray today. God, we thank you and praise you, and we magnify your name. God, we give you glory. Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you for blessing us and keeping us, for watching over us and protecting us. God, we thank you for how good you have been to us. God, we bless your name, and we give you the praise, we give you the honor, and we give you all of the glory. God, as we come today, we come, God, to start this day with you, and we ask in the name of Jesus that, God, you would forgive us of our sin, our shortcomings, and, God, forgive us for where we've missed the mark. And, God, we come today and we ask, oh, God, that you would look upon us and that you would help us today. Help us, oh, God, to honor you. Help us, oh, God, to do that which glorifies you. God, thank you for loving us to life. Thank you, oh, God, for how good and how great you are and have been to each and every one of us. God, we just continue to bless your name, continue to give your name the praise, the honor, and all of the glory. God, we thank you today, God, for being true to your word. God, we thank you for loving us to life. God, we thank you for your word today, God, which reminds us, God, that you have the power to use each and every one of us. God, we may not all be called to reach hundreds and thousands, God, but all of us, God, can reach somebody. And so, God, help us to courageously and boldly share our faith. Help us, oh, God, to understand, God, that that somebody needs to hear our testimony. God, help us to understand, God, that somebody is searching for you, and God, we can evangelize even through our relationships. And so, God, we just thank you and praise you, and we pray, God, that you help us not to just talk the talk, but, God, help us to walk the walk. Help us, oh, God, to do, God, what you have called us to do. And so, God, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your name. God, help us today to take advantage of random faith-sharing moments. God, those opportunities that you put us in, God, to help somebody else along the way. God, we honor you, and we thank you today. God, we pray, God, for every person on the call today, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you would move by your might, move by your power. God, that you would do what needs to be done in, through, and for each and every one of us. God, we're praying, God, as the psalmist prayed, that you would perfect those things concerning us. God, we're asking in the name of Jesus that, God, you help us not to worry about anything, God, but put our trust in you, and God, know that, and to know, God, that you're able to do everything that needs to be done in our lives. God, we're praying for healing today. We're praying, God, for supernatural increase today. God, we're praying, oh, God, that you would give us peace in our minds and comfort in our hearts. God, we're asking in the name of Jesus that, God, today, God, that you would help us, oh, God, to see you, God, to see your power at work in our lives. God, we're praying, God, even in the midst of inflation and rising prices, God, that you would continue to open the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings that we shall not have room enough to receive it. God, we're praying, God, even in the midst of the doctor's report, that you would remind us, God, that it is by your stripes that we are healed. God, we're praying even in the midst of confusing situations, God, that you would remind us, God, that you have given us peace that passes all understanding. God, we're praying, God, even when we feel like we are alone, God, that you would remind us that your word declares that you will never leave us, nor will you forsake us. And so, God, we thank you today for what you shall do for each and every one of us. God, we turn our attention to our prayer list today, and we ask, God, that you would, God, move, God, like never before. God, we pray for Deanna, God, and we ask, oh God, that you would, God, bless her and increase her faith. We're praying for her and her children. And God, we're asking, oh God, that you would touch, heal, set free, and deliver. We're asking, oh God, that you would do what you know needs to be done. God, we lift up Rodney to you today, God, Rodney to you today, God, and we pray in the name of Jesus that, God, you will continue, oh God, to work in him, work on him, and even work through him. God, help him, oh God, to turn to you, to trust in you, God, and to be guided by you. God, we lift up Imani to you today, God, and we ask, oh God, for favor over her life, and we ask, oh God, that you would give her, God, the next step to take, the next place to be. And God, we ask, oh God, that you would continue, oh God, to keep her focused on you. God, we lift up, God, Tabitha's brother-in-law today. God, we pray, oh God, that you would, oh God, strengthen, God, that family. God, put your hand on him. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give them strength even now. God, we're praying, God, that you would give him, God, the touch that he needs. God, we're praying, oh God, and we're asking, God, that you would, oh God, do, God, what you know needs to be done. And so, God, we say thank you, God, for your wisdom. Thank you, oh God, for your timing. And so, God, we just trust you even the more, God, because we know, God, that there is nothing too hard for you. God, we're praying, oh God, for those who have cancer diagnosis. God, we're praying, oh God, for their faith. God, we stand in faith with them. And God, we're praying for their healing. God, we're asking in the name of Jesus that, God, you will provide a cure. We're asking in the name of Jesus, God, whether you work through man or medicine or miracle, God, we're praying in the name of Jesus, God, that you would, oh God, move as we know that you're able to do. God, we're praying for those who are having trouble standing still. God, we ask, oh God, that you help them to wait on you. God, your word over and over again tells us to wait on the Lord and to be of good courage. God, we're asking, oh God, that you help them, oh God, to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God, we're praying, oh God, that you would guide their steps, and God, help them, oh God, to be led by you. And God, we know that you're able to do that. God, we're praying for those with memory loss, and we're asking in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch their minds. God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, God, that you would, God, give them a touch, oh God, to help them, oh God, with their memory. And we're asking, oh God, that you would, God, put people around them that will help them along the way. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name. And we pray today, God, for the caregivers, God, who are connected to us. We pray, oh God, that you would strengthen them. God, give them everything that they need to provide care. God, we're praying for care for the caregivers. God, we're asking, oh God, that you would strengthen them. And God, help them, oh God, to be sustained. God, help them, oh God, to have everything that they need, oh God, to provide the care for their loved ones. God, we're praying in the name of Jesus, God, that you give them times of rest. God, you give them times of relief, God, and that you would surround them with people that will help them along the way. And so, God, we just say thank you today, and we give you glory. God, we thank you today, and we magnify your name. God, we thank you today for all that you shall do for us. Be glorified in all that we do today. Bless us and keep us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God.
Amen. Thank God. And thank you, Pastor Williams. We pray for the Lord to go before you and cover you throughout the day. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This ends our time together on this Tuesday morning. Goodbye.